Welcome to the Vicar Law Podcast, Protecting Legacies, Resolving Conflicts. I'm Lydia Vicar, Director of Vicar Law, where we specialise in succession law, civil disputes and litigation in Queensland. If you want to safeguard your assets, navigate estate planning with confidence, or resolve legal conflicts effectively, you're in the right place. Join me each week as we break down complex legal issues into clear, practical insights, helping you protect your legacy and find solutions with certainty. So let's dive in. Hello and welcome back to the Vicar Law Podcast. I am your host, Lydia Vicar, Director of Vicar Law. And we are back continuing our theme for April, which is the probate and estate administration process. And this week, I wanted to talk about the role of an executor or an administrator. So the role of an executor or an administrator is to administer the estate of the deceased person. So where there is a will, there will be an executor appointed, and that person administers the estate in accordance with the terms of the will, which should accurately reflect the testator's wishes. That often involves gathering the assets, getting them together, selling things that may need to be liquidated, transferring assets, shares, or properties into other names, but doing everything that they need to do in order to affect the terms of the will. Now, where a person doesn't have a will, the administrator that's appointed by letters of administration will be administering the estate in accordance with the laws of intestacy. So when you die without a will, which wouldn't be happening to any of my listeners, would it? Because we all have wills here. But if you were to die without a will, your estate gets administered in accordance with the laws of intestacy. And that really depends on your family kind of relationships at the time that you die, but is dictated by the Succession Act. So your wishes aren't followed. It's in accordance with the Succession Act. And that is what the administrator is required to do. I always think that in terms of an administration and what the executor has to do, there's kind of two sides. There's the general administration side and then there's the legal side. So in terms of general administration, there can be a lot of little things to do. Things that you don't think about, like notifying super funds, notifying, you know, transport and main roads about driver's license, notifying Centrelink, redirecting mail, notifying the ATO. There's lots of little bits and pieces that need to be done to kind of close off this person's life. Now, next week, you should definitely come back because I have a special guest next week, Danielle Phillips of Sage Executive Solutions, and she talks a lot about the admin side and how she can help with that kind of process because it can be kind of lengthy and something to be difficult to go through when you're grieving. So that's kind of one side of the role. And then the other side is really the legal side. And that's what Vicar Law can definitely help you with. So one of the main things an executor or administrator will come to see a lawyer about is whether or not probate or letters of administration is required. And as we learned in previous podcasts this month, this really depends on what the estate looks like in terms of assets and liabilities. But a probate is something, or letters of administration is something that I can guide you through and we can work through doing together. Another thing that I can do is do any property transfers that are necessary. So a lot of people will say to me, oh, well, you know, we were joint tenants, so that property goes to me automatically. Yes, that's true, but you still need to file the record of death so that that happens at law and that you're the person that remains on title and the deceased gets off the title of the property. So that's something that I can do relatively quickly through the online conveyancing platform called PEXA. And it's pretty instantaneous in terms of lodgement. And then you get a new title with just the surviving joint tenant's name on it. Another thing is to assist in obtaining taxation advice. This is particularly important where you might have estates that have overseas beneficiaries or are receiving assets from overseas. It's really important to get tax advice so I can connect you with a tax lawyer in that regard. And if there's kind of a different sort of distribution within the estate, you may need a lawyer to do a deed, a family arrangement, which reflects kind of the moving around of assets or different things that might have been done to reflect the wishes, but just done it in a different way. So the most common is, you know, a house that's split between three, but one person wants to buy that the other two out. So just reflecting that in a deed of family arrangement so that everyone understands and agrees that that is what is happening under the will. So those are things that a lawyer can definitely help you with. I can also help you with definitely if there's a dispute. So that's one role of the executor or the administrator as that we didn't touch on as well, which is, sits on the legal side, and that is really having to defend a challenge to the will or contesting of the estate. That is a really hard role to take. I'm going to be honest, for the executor and the administrator, that is extremely stressful, can be really lengthy, and in circumstances where the executor is also beneficiaries, it can just be mentally exhausting. So that is a role that nobody wants as their executor or the administrator, and you should definitely get a lawyer involved. When people are seeing me about their estate plan and looking to appoint an executor, we do talk about, you know, what kind of person you need. I think people are under the impression that lawyers or, you know, accountants are really good people, and they are, but I'll tell you why they're good people to be executors. They're good people to be executors because they know who to contact, okay? They know where to seek a lawyer. They know where to seek an accountant. And that's really what you need as an executor. You need to be able to know who to contact for support. It doesn't mean that that person themselves need to know the ins and outs of probate or administering an estate or how to contact super or banks. It's not that you need that. It's just that they need to be somebody that knows who to contact. And when you're doing a will, a great port of call is obviously the solicitor that did the will, for a couple of reasons. The first reason being that they usually have a good understanding of the estate. It's written down. They often have records of the assets and liabilities, and it can be a really good way to start. And it also is just somebody that you can call upon relatively quickly in terms of getting a copy of the will and knowing what the next steps are. So that's a very short and brief way of kind of explaining the role and some of the some of the basic things that need to be done. If you want to talk about this more, you are welcome always to book a free consultation with me, Lydia Vicker, at vickerlaw.com.au. You can also send me an email, which is lidia@vickerlaw.com.au, and we can talk about this more. I haven't today gone into, you know, worries about the executor, whether they're doing the right thing. That's going to happen later in the year. We're going to have a whole month about disputes, kind of estate disputes and what that looks like. But if you have any concerns about that as well, also feel free to book that free consult or email me. Now, as I mentioned earlier, next week, so exciting. My first guest, Danielle Phillips from Sage Executor Solutions, is going to be on the podcast, and we have a great discussion about her services and the administration side of being an executor. So if you are an executor, it's a great one to tune into, and I hope you do, and I will speak to you next week. Thank you. Bye. That's a wrap for this episode of the Vicker Law Podcast, Protecting Legacies, Resolving Conflicts. I hope you found today's insights helpful in navigating your legal journey. If you're ready to take the next step in securing your legacy or finally dealing with your dispute, visit www.vickerlaw.com.au to book a free consultation with me, Lydia Vicker. You can also subscribe to our newsletter or find out more about today's topic. Your future begins now, and we're here to guide you every step of the way. Until next time, I'm Lydia Vicker, signing off. The Vicker Podcast comprises general information and does not serve as a substitute for professional advice. Prior to making any legal decisions, individuals are advised to seek independent professional guidance and assess the suitability of this information for their own individual goals and objectives.